The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Is that for the incinerator?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
It's just some things you told me to throw away. No!
Think about what's causing stress in your life. Stress comes in all shapes and all sizes. And I'll give you just a quick sampling. My kids are driving me crazy, or I hate my boss, or I'm worried that I might have a heart attack, or I can't stand being around my friends. They're so jealous of me, or I just feel awkward around them. I'm afraid to date. What are the key factors in stress, and how can you understand the causes of your own stress better? It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Ed Locke. He's an expert on stress and coping. Dr. Locke is a professor emeritus of psychology and business management at the University of Maryland. He is a Harvard alumnus with a PhD from Cornell, and he was also a therapist for 15 years. Dr. Locke, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. Well, what I was thinking of doing is just giving you a situation and identifying what are the key elements of stress. People don't understand stress, and that's part of coping is understanding what's causing it. So imagine that I say to you, Ed, I am so stressed out. I work as a full-time eighth grade teacher, and the kids are driving me batty. I'm losing my temper with them. And then I get home in the evenings, and all I do is look at all their papers to grade. I mean, I'm beginning to hate these kids. And I have to work on lesson plans, and I look at my wife. I never have time for her. I don't get any sleep. And my doctor's telling me I've got high blood pressure and I need to relax. And there's just no time. On weekends, we spend too much time with my elderly parents. And I'm also building an addition on a den, a place to relax, haha. And it's taking me forever. And we would love to go out. My wife and I would love to spend time together. But we're afraid to leave our two teenage boys alone because we're afraid they'll bring their friends over and be boozing. And on top of that, I got to tell you, I discovered we had carpenter ants and I had a panic attack. Help me understand. I just want to run away to a Caribbean vacation. What should I do?
Well, let's look at the elements. This is obviously an extremely stressful life, but let's look at some of the elements that define this as stressful. First one is that an important value is perceived as threatened here, and in here we have multiple values that are threatened. We have his love for his work being threatened because the kids are awful and there's too much work. We have his marital life being threatened because there's no time to spend with her. We have his health and sleep patterns being threatened because of the results of all this. We have all kinds of values that this person has are under assault here. The second element in a stress situation is there's a perceived need to do something, to take action to protect
the value. I want to go to the Caribbean.
I have to do something about dealing with these kids. I have to grade their homework. I have to do something to have time with my wife. I have to do something to improve my health. I have to do something to get rid of my spending all my spare time with my parents. So there's a need that one needs to take some action, and that action is possible, only you might not know what it is. And that brings us to a third element of stress is...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And that brings us to a third element of stress is there's uncertainty in the form of what should I do? Or how can I do it? Or how will I be able to carry it out? So this fellow didn't know what to do. and when there were things he wanted to do, like go out with his wife, he didn't know how to do it because he didn't want to leave his kids alone. So we have uncertainty about the relevant action and whether one can carry it out. Fourth element involved in stress, which you can see here, is conflict. There's a conflict element. A lot of the conflict here is over time, which is a very, very common. In modern life, probably the two biggest conflicts people have are time and money. And here there's time for his job, time for his wife, time to sleep, time to do things for his health, time with his parents, and time for his work on the den. And maybe some money stress due to finding ants, carpenter ants, which may require some expensive treatment of the house. So you can see there's all kinds of conflict involved here.
Yeah.
And we can see also the fifth element in stress, there's an emotional response. He feels a panic attack, he feels anxious, he feels angry, he feels upset. So he has insomnia, he has high blood pressure, so there's an emotional response along with its physiological accompaniment. So we can see all the five elements in the situation of
the
important
need to
values
take action.
Are threatened. Important values are threatened in some way. There's a perceived need to act to protect these values. There's uncertainty about what to do or being able to do what needs to be done. There's an element of, or elements of conflict. I must deal with this, but I can't. I must, but I don't know how. And there's an emotional response, usually anxiety or fear, accompanied often by physical symptoms, which can be an added source of stress, in this case, insomnia. So this case includes all the elements of a classic stress situation.
Reaction. Plus, he's anxious about having a panic attack.
Right. You can be anxious about your anxiety, which we call secondary anxiety or meta-anxiety. So you can be anxious about your anxiousness,
which increases the stress,
which makes you more anxious. Right. You can be anxious about your symptoms of anxiety, which makes you more anxious.
What would, if you could give him one piece of advice? I know he probably could use many hours in therapy, but one piece of advice, what would you tell him?
Well, I don't know if I could give him one piece because there's a lot of things here, but I'd say, number one, I'd reconsider whether he wants to keep the same job because he seems to hate it. And there's nothing worse than going every day to a job that you don't like, and he seems not to like it at all. So whether this means changing to another profession or going to a school where the kids are better, I don't know, but that would certainly
be
a major one, because you spend a lot of time at your work. If you hate it, it makes your whole life miserable.
Right.
So that's certainly one thing. Another thing I'd say is he has to be more determined to regulate his own time.
Rather than let his parents eat it up.
So one thing is going to have to go, his parent time, and he has to tell them, I just can't see you all the time anymore.
Right,
I've got too much to do.
Right.
And maybe for a while abandon the den job, hold it in abeyance.
With his wife.
And then get a house sitter that can stay with his wife, stay with the kids.
Yeah, and I wish we had more time to give him, Ed. I want to recommend your course. You have a course on stress and coping, which is available at the AynRandBookstore.com. And I also want to thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And it's a pleasure for me to hear Dr. Ed Locke again, to be able to talk with him, because we've written a book together. We've written a book on romance that is a wonderful book. It's for the soup to nuts book on how to find a romantic partner, how to make yourself lovable, how to run a relationship well, how to communicate, and how to part ways if things don't work out. So we've got a lot in that book. Wonderful book. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness.
For more Dr. Kenner podcasts, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Too many individuals settle for less than they want because they are desperate to have a relationship or a spouse, then spend years or decades regretting their decision. Take the time to discover what you long for in a partner. On the other side of this coin, do not hold unreasonable standards, requiring your partner to be exactly what you want in every last detail. Decide what's most important, and then decide if you're willing to make allowances for the smaller things. Avoid spending years pining for what you cannot get. If your dream partner is brilliant, highly educated, incredibly attractive, and a high-level professional, and you are none of these things, find a more suitable match. Never wish for something you can't have. It will only make you miserable.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.